This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and you are welcome to join us on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves here. The easy way to do it, there's two of them, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. If you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us, and those rooms are over at discord.lrn.fm. And tonight in that studio, it's Ian.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
So, I want to welcome, before we get into the story, Daryl, you've got some cannabis-related news. Apparently, California, the state government there, they're trying to figure out how to get people to actually buy cannabis in the legal marketplace.
Yes.
Which is basically a tacit admission that their regulate plans have absolutely failed.
Right, because when you look at other states, specifically Colorado, which was the first to open the recreational markets, they just wound up having, you know, like a whole bunch of money. I forget how many millions of dollars of tax revenue
came in that first year. It ended up exceeding, I don't know if it was year one or year two, but it ended up exceeding the revenue collected on alcohol tax.
Yeah, that sounds about
it
right.
It did. Amazing.
Do we know, what are the relative tax rates? Is it a higher tax rate on the marijuana? Or
in California?
In Colorado.
Compared to California?
No. You said that Colorado collected more tax on the marijuana.
I don't know what the rate is compared to alcohol. I just know the headline about that. But we can get deeper into that. I do want to take a moment to welcome a brand new affiliate here tonight.
Woohoo!
KSRM AM 920 in Kenai. So not Keene, which is where we're based in, Keene, New Hampshire. They're in Kenai, which is spelled K-E-N-A-I in Alaska. So kind of just to the southeast, actually, a little ways southeast of Anchorage.
All right.
So welcome aboard. They're grabbing, just for right now, they're just grabbing an hour per night of Free Talk Live and airing it, I think, from 10 to midnight, or excuse me, 10 to 11 Alaska time. So,
yeah, I was about to ask, like, isn't it early afternoon there right now?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's like 4 or 5 hours earlier right now over there. So, yeah, I think it's 4 hours, actually. So welcome aboard to all of our new listeners there, KSRM. So if you're listening to this, you're listening later on, but that doesn't mean you can't participate. Just, you know, give us a call in what is essentially our first hour, and I think that's the 3 p.m. hour right now, your time out there. So you can call tomorrow, and then you'll hear yourself later on the show. So, yes, you can call in about anything that you want. If there's something you want to get off your chest, some sort of issue you want to address where you can be heard by, large national audience, this is the place to do it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, this has been a huge week for Free Talk Live for welcoming existing affiliates to our weekday show because of the semi-ending of the Michael Savage show. He's not done, but he's basically...
he might be. Like, he went into hiding.
He's still doing
his
show
ago.
In hiding, I think, though.
Ah, okay.
I haven't heard
so
he stopped his show.
So it actually is from an undisclosed location.
I think. I mean, I haven't been following that story closely. I honestly haven't read the industry news on it over the last few days. But our existing affiliate, WTTB, which is AM 1490 and FM 105.7 in Vero Beach, Florida, has added all 3 hours on weeknights. So they had 2 hours. Now they've gone to all three. Again, thanks to Michael Savage cutting his show back basically by 50%. So welcome aboard to all of our listeners there as well. So you may take control of the airwaves here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We talked recently about California and some of their woes of seems like legalization hasn't been going so well for them from a business side of regulatory structure things.
Right. Now, before I get into that article, Jackie had asked the question about what are the taxes like in Colorado and Washington compared to alcohol.
Yeah.
Because, like, the lie that we were told is cannabis is going to be regulated like wine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, USA Today story from 2013, which is when retail actually opened.
It's already been
half
a decade.
Says in Colorado, the cannabis has a 10% special sales tax in addition to the 2.9% sales tax. plus a 15% excise tax.
So there's basically a 25% additional tax on cannabis versus what is it on alcohol?
Alcohol taxes in Colorado are based on volume, not price. Beer tax is 8 cents per gallon, wine is taxed at 28 cents per gallon, and liquor at $2.28 per gallon.
Yeah, so
it's really hard to compare.
Yeah, this is apples to oranges.
You're not regulating anything like wine here. You're creating absolutely new regulations from the ground up.
Sure, I think what they mean by
that. Like wine was a lie.
Well, depends on what they meant. I think that what they mean by that is you got to be 21 and up to buy it.
Yeah, and it's still a marginal improvement.
I'm not saying it's not an improvement from throwing people in the slammer for having a joint, but it was a lie to tell people, because most people aren't going to look beyond the headline of regulate cannabis like wine. Oh, I know what wine's like. I can go to the store. I can buy a case of wine if I want to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think you can buy a case of marijuana in that particular case.
Correct.
So you're right. Because it's not exactly like wine, but it couldn't possibly be exactly like wine because they're two completely different products.
Don't say we're regulating it like wine.
Yeah. Well, let's just get it legal everywhere, and then let's roll back the regulations and taxes.
Yeah.
So but I'm definitely willing to take that trade-off over, you know, locking people in prison. Yeah, locking people in cages, busting down doors. Yes.
It is an improvement. But it was a lie from the creators of the ballot initiative to say they're regulating it like wine.
So in California, though, let's get back to that issue here. California, they were complaining recently there was an issue of a massive recall that had to do with one of the testing groups that had been falsifying some of the
employees.
One employee specific at a specific lab had been falsifying reports, but that had to do with a lot of weed, like thousands of pounds of it. And so there was a huge recall, and already these stores were having a tough time selling because the black market, as we're going to find out here, is actually quite competitive when you compare it to all the taxes and regulations that artificially inflates the cost of the legal marijuana. So whereas in Massachusetts, you and I, we all went down there and we saw the line that wrapped around the block, these guys aren't having those problems, and that's bad.
I just want to clarify, if a product is otherwise legal but is not being sold within the normal regulatory scheme, it's a gray market, not a black market.
Well, but people still use the term black market.
But it's still illegal what those black market, gray market people are doing. Yeah. And if they get caught, there's probably severe penalties.
Right.
But it is an important distinction to make, because if you talk about just black markets, it makes it sound like all the transactions, like any transacting in that market would be illegal, whereas you can do it legally. But like, you know, if you're a lemonade stand out in front of your house would be a gray market food service. So
it is possible to legally sell lemonade.
Right.
But if you don't jump through the hoops and hurdles, then you're doing an illegal thing that is possible to do legally.
Like, maybe I'm just taking up the pedantic mantle here.
You
but
definitely are.
I think it's an important distinction, though, when discussing policy, to distinguish between black market and gray market, because they're very different approaches from law enforcement and from a policy standpoint.
No, it's not really a different approach. They're still going to put handcuffs around you if they catch you selling cannabis in these states without a government license. You're going to jail in that case. So
let's jump
it isn't
into,
like they're just going to hit you with a little fine, I suspect, in these cases.
Let's jump into the article here from the Financial Review that says some of the promises made by proponents of marijuana legalization in California were $1 billion of tax revenue, the taming of black markets, and the convenience of retail cannabis stores throughout the state. 1 year after the start of recreational sales, they are still just promises. California's experiment in legalization is mired by debate over regulations and hamstrung by cities and towns that don't want cannabis business on their streets.
That's annoying. And as for what I understand, that's going to be the case with the legalization bill here in New Hampshire, where they're going to give cities and towns some extra ability to make decisions about what they allow. And
Seen the text of the bill.
This is what I've read about.
So all I'm seeing is here are people talking about what they heard is in the bill.
Right.
Continuing on, California was the sixth state to introduce the sale of recreational cannabis, but the enormous size of the market led to predictions of soaring legal cannabis sales. Canada also made cannabis legal nationwide on October 17th.
With a bit of a patchwork of legalization rules that differ by province and territory, we'll continue here with...
And they've had problems, too.
The difficulties that are existing in California because of regulations. If they hadn't had all these regulations and taxes, it wouldn't be a problem. People would be lined up for this cannabis.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. The toll free number, if you want to join us here on the radio, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can just join our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Discord server allows you to chat 24/7 with other Free Talk Live listeners from around the globe. And especially during the show, there's plenty of people in there. But the top four rooms on our server, because there's different rooms with different topics, the top four are the on-air call-in line rooms that you can use during our live show to connect with us. And in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, as well as government overspending and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We are talking about the story out of California, essentially announcing the failure of government regulation, announcing that the government-regulated cannabis industry is having a tough time making sales when compared with the rates and the services available in the black-slash-gray market, the not-legal market. Let's call it that. The people who aren't willing to obey the government's rules and regulations, the people who are willing to just take a phone call from somebody and show up at their house with a bag of marijuana and collect cash,
right,
rather than having to do a bunch of ridiculous reporting and tracking, and they have to tag, from what I understand, all the plants as they're
right,
growing them with RFID tags, and they got to know where they are at all times, and there's all kinds of reporting and testing requirements, and all of this stuff costs money, plus all the taxes that are being layered on. And surprise, they're having a tough time selling their weed.
Right. And again, California was the sixth state to introduce recreational cannabis in the U.S. And because it was much larger than other states that had previously done that, there were expectations of, the amount of sales, it's just going to skyrocket and everything's going to be wonderful.
Huge potential. How could this go wrong? Regulation.
Financial Review says instead, sales fell. About $2.5 billion of legal cannabis was sold in California in 2018, half a billion dollars less than in 2017, when only medical cannabis was legal, according to Green Edge, a company that tracks such information.
Hold up. So under medical,
they sold
more?
More.
What? That's confusing to me, because the medical rules are different, right, from the legal rules. So wouldn't all the people who were buying medical before continue buying medical, given that it's cheaper than the legal cannabis?
Not necessarily, because California is one of those states to where it's fairly easy to wind up getting a medical card.
Right.
So if I don't want to pay the $60 a year to get the medical card, mm-hmm, and I can just go down to the store and buy it.
But it's more expensive when you
do that. But then it's more expensive, so then, well, I don't have the medical card anymore, so I'm just going to go to the guy down the street.
Wow.
Yeah, and all the things that are messing up the supply chain for recreational is going to affect, like, probably the same. They're probably a lot of the same suppliers
growers
for the medical. So if you have a situation where, you know, these mandatory inspections are now getting overwhelmed by this new glut that they're and they're not testing them, and then they have to recall. So I can just see that basically these logistics issues, even if they're being at the retail level being sold differently, at the supplier level, all the supply chain issues are probably the same up to that final point of sale.
Right, which of course the black market people don't have those issues. The
right,
people who are just willing to grow and sell it like they always have, they don't have to jump through all those hoops. Therefore, they're probably selling it half the price.
Like, we don't test for pesticides. It gives it extra flavor.
Linda Hopkins, who's on the Board of Supervisors for Sonoma County, said there are definitely days I think that legalization has been a failure. Sonoma County took a lead in licensing cannabis businesses, but became embroiled in disputes over regulations and taxes, not to mention angry residents who didn't want cannabis grown in their neighborhoods.
Oh, geez.
It's the
NIMBY. We've got to protect the children.
It's the NIMBY. Not in my, I want it,
right,
just I don't want it here. It's like the really, really rich people that they want the 4Gs and the 5Gs, but they don't want the ugly tower in their neighborhood.
Ridiculous. Well, what do they think is going to happen? What, growing marijuana is going to attract a bad element to the neighborhood? Are they
going
to be gangbangers?
It's going to bring down the property values, which also brings down your property taxes.
Mm-hmm. Right, but not resale value.
Yeah, and a lot of people foolishly buy houses not just to live in, but as a speculative asset, especially in real estate markets like California.
The easy part of legalization was persuading people to vote for it, according to industry analysts.
Sure.
The hard part, now that it's legal, is persuading people to stop buying it from the gray market. In Colorado and Washington,
did they actually use the term gray market there?
No.
I didn't think so.
In Colorado and Washington, licensed sales soared after legalization. One crucial difference with California is the massive surplus. State produces far more pot than it can consume. The tons of extra cannabis continue to leach out across the country into states where it's legal.
Which is not legal to do, of course, to sell marijuana over state lines. It's definitely against the federal government's rules.
Correct.
But that, again, doesn't stop people because there's money to be made, and they're probably shipping it with the federal government's own postal service.
Right, because the post office needs a warrant to open a package, whereas FedEx or UPS or DHL, they can just open it because.
That's right.
Tom Adams of BDS Analytics, which tracks the cannabis markets, says the bottom line is there's always been a robust illicit market in California, and there still is. Regulators ignored that and thought they could go straight into an incredibly strict and high-tax environment. The most recent official...
Well, of course they did. They figure people are just going to jump to whatever demands they make. And for the most part, over time, that's been true about business. But I guess it's a little harder to tame the black market, right? Like to come in on people who've been doing this for decades, the way they've been doing it for decades, and tell them, okay, now you got to do all this other extra stuff just so you can sell your product and, you know, do it in the legal marketplace.
The good news is like, now that people are getting used to the idea of weed just being like having a beer, consumers are going to get annoyed by all this, and there will be pressure on the politicians to roll back a lot of these onerous regulations.
Probably not that much in California, but that would be a nice thing to happen.
I think there will be, and I think as it becomes a bigger industry group, you know, like
you think the politicians can see their own error here?
No, I don't think the politicians see their own error. I think the industry lobby will pay them to stop annoying them. Like, it'll still be hard for, like, small-scale producers because one thing that, like, big industry lobby groups do is make it harder for competitors to come in.
Right.
But stuff that's just making...
They can do the regulations. They can do whatever they're required to, whereas a mom-and-pop startup is going to be prohibitively expensive.
If they can't... If the regulations aren't just, like... A lot of industries, they like high startup costs, but if there's all these ongoing costs, they don't like those so much because that cuts into their profit line. So they want that barrier of entry for competitors, but then once they're in the business, they don't want to have these huge ongoing costs. So I think we'll see pressure from the industry to roll back some of the more onerous regulations that are messing up the supply chain.
And hopefully what we'll also see is that when New Hampshire, which is where we're doing the show from, gets through its legalization, at some point it's going to happen, that they will look at this.
I think within the next 2 years.
That they'll look at this and they'll say, these regulations we don't want in New Hampshire, at least not the same ones they've got out there. Something lesser, something less intensive. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News.
President Trump after meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
The Republican Party, I can say, and I just left an hour meeting. We had a great time, actually. There was no discussion about anything other than solidarity. We want national security and border security for our country.
Many of the 800,000 federal employees who are impacted by the partial government shutdown may miss their first paycheck because of it this week. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer believes President Trump should hold the line. She also tells Fox News Congress needs to understand the public wants them to do their job.
The people want our borders secured. They want them to work with the President of the United States and to keep our country safe. And that's their job.
The Dow gained 91 points to close at 23,879. NASDAQ rose 60 points and the S&P gained 11. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Smart Cash, a peer-to-peer digital currency, like so many, that's fast, secure, and easy to use, like so many. But what makes Smart Cash special, to me at least, is, first of all, they seem really friendly to the ideas of liberty, so that obviously wins points when it comes to, you know, how I feel about them. But they also have a unique smart voting system, the smart hive governance model that actually allows anybody holding smart to cast votes in the proposal process. So our friends over at the Call to Freedom, which is the radio show that comes on the air over on LRN.fm before our show does, they have put in a proposal, apparently. I don't know if it's active yet. I haven't checked on it, but I know they just submitted it today.
Nice.
And so anybody holding on to Smart can go and vote in that. You can use their official app for mobile or whatever device you might have. You can download that at smartcash.cc. And you can also earn Smart Rewards, which is basically a price stabilization mechanism encouraging people into long-term holding. In order to get the Smart Rewards, you hold on to at least 1,000 Smart, and it's easy to get 1,000 Smart. They're less than 2 cents a piece right now, so you're talking about less than $20, basically.
Right. It's actually less than 15 because right now it's like 1.45.
1.6. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I was rounding up. And you can you don't make outgoing transactions during a specific time frame, which lasts roughly for about a month.
Right.
So you can learn more about it. It's pretty neat. Over at smartcash.cc, that's smartcash.cc. As we continue here, California bemoaning, apparently legal cannabis sales dropping between the year 2017 and 2018.
Right.
Whereas apparently it actually dropped off of the legal medicinal cannabis sales as far as the total amount sold.
Yes.
From just medicinal in 2017, the number went down in 2018 when it was also recreational,
right,
in addition to medical. So it's an amazing exodus from the legal,
right,
sales.
This article says that it was about $500 million less in 2018 than 2017.
It's stunning. I mean, they're calling it a failure. I wouldn't look at $1 billion and call that a failure, but certainly it's disturbing that the number has gone down.
When you're told we're going to wind up making having an extra $1 billion in sales.
Yeah.
And then you have
half a billion less.
That's $1.5 billion less than what you were told.
Yeah.
I would say that's a failure.
Well, I'll give you that. I mean, as far as its predictions are concerned, and you're right. I mean, it is shocking. It's a shocking leaving of large amounts of people who are just basically throwing up their hands in frustration and saying, we don't want to deal with the licenses.
Right.
We don't want to deal with the hassles. Why bother when there's still somebody out there who's willing to just sell you weed without any of the hassles?
Right. And
now they're taking a risk of possible prison time.
Oh, they are.
Do it.
And something that was mentioned earlier in this article, and I will post the link on the social medias, mentioned about the surplus of cannabis in California,
which leaks out to other states.
The most recent official estimates of California's cannabis production, a report published a year ago by the California Department of Food and Agriculture, showed the state produced 7,045 tons of cannabis and consumed just 1,140 tons.
Yeah, you don't want that stuff to sit on the shelf for too long. You can definitely shelf cannabis for a number of months, but its customers aren't going to be happy with it the longer that goes.
California surplus equal to 13 times Colorado's total annual production, they say, is smuggled eastward, especially across the Rockies and all the way across the Mississippi River, where the wholesale price is as much as three times higher. Cannabis Benchmarks, a company that tracks
the black market wholesale price, they're not clear on what they're referring to that. East of Mississippi, there would only be a couple of places where that could end up, and it probably can't end up in the legal market.
I'm guessing they're talking about the street price is going to be three times higher than what the market price would be in California.
I suspect that's true.
And then they give some of the market prices in California. Cannabis Benchmarks.
Cannabis Bitch.
No. Benchmarks, a company that tracks cannabis prices, reported at the end of December that the average price of regulated cannabis in California was $1,183 per pound, compared to $3,044 in Illinois, $3,072 in Connecticut, and $2,846 in the District of Criminals.
And did you say that was the wholesale price, $1,183, or street?
They don't specify here. They just say the average price of regulated cannabis.
So you're looking at $80 an ounce, basically, is what that is.
Is that good, that bad?
I mean, that's very affordable.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very affordable, which is why, you know, people in those other states are buying from California.
Right. You know, supporters of
cannabis used to come, sorry to interrupt, but cannabis used to come in a lot of it through Mexico. Commercial style was the term, commercial cannabis. They, it was hay baled, basically. They toss a bunch of cannabis flowers into hay balers to squeeze it down to the minimum
size.
Is
this what people refer to as brickweed?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
And, of course, it lowers the value of it because it's not as pretty when it's broken apart. It's flat.
Right.
You know, it's not buddy. It's not beautiful. And
you just have to grind it up, though?
Yeah, but it's all about presentation. I mean, in the same way that when you know,
when you go to a 5-star restaurant,
that's what I was gonna say,
and they give you this 27-course meal that takes 5 hours,
they
to
don't
eat.
Just throw it in a blender because it's all going to end up in your stomach. That
sure,
way.
And they put a the fancy plate with the parsley
gonna,
and
take like a quarter teaspoon of chocolate and then
drizzle
just like
it.
Spread it across the plate and then put this tiny little thing on top of it and then a garnish.
It's all about presentation.
I'm really disappointed with all my weed dealers in my life then, because I have not been getting the presentation They come in like a little gift box, like when you're going around selling Avon, like a little baggie.
It's so much more than just a bag.
Well, yes.
You've been buying in the black market. And yeah. We all did go down to Massachusetts when Northampton, Massachusetts became one of two cities in Massachusetts.
On Green Tuesday.
Right. It was late November. And we went down there. Was it late November or early? Well, anyway, it was in November.
2 days before Turkey Gobble Day.
Right. Before Black Friday.
Yes.
So we went down there, and the presentation there was completely different than what you would get in the black market there. It's a nice clerk there to answer all your questions about it. They've got TV screens with ordering information, and the package of joints was in a childproof container. Each joint was individually in the container, and there was a chart on the back showing you which joint, based on the numbering system, was what type of marijuana and how much.
You got the sampler pack.
Someone got the sampler pack, and we couldn't say that we actually brought it back to New Hampshire, so we would have to say that we smoked all of it while we hung out down in Massachusetts. But yes, there was some marijuana that was purchased down in Massachusetts.
Although
completely legally.
My recollection is the packaging looked more like vitamins or medicinal products.
But the fact
not like some boutique gourmet thing.
Definitely not. But by comparison to what it's been in the black market, which is just, a baggie with some crushed weed.
I didn't even, half the time I didn't even get a baggie.
Do you remember getting seeds when you used to buy from the black marketplace?
No.
You never did that. So when was the first time that you purchased marijuana?
Mostly people gave it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But when was the first time you were given marijuana?
Oh, God, 15 and... somebody just had a pipe. Like, when I actually got it for my own purposes, a lot of times... Now, activism tip. If you're out petitioning to get libertarians on the ballot, sometimes people will actually give you free drugs. Like, we were all told in DARE, resist when somebody tries to give you drugs, and then we grow up and there's not just this... wealth of strangers out there trying to give you drugs.
Yeah.
They totally do if you're out petitioning for libertarian candidates. That has happened multiple times. They just will hand me just a straight up loose bud. And I just have to put it in my pocket. I didn't even get a bag with
it. Save it for a rainy day.
Well,
yes.
We're contemporaries and as far as age is concerned. And 15 or 20 years ago, it was very common to come across seedy marijuana. Nowadays, you can't find it. So, again, the presentation, the product quality has become nicer as legalization has become more common. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about marijuana, specifically the, well, almost total failure of the legal structure in California, where people are just bailing out. They're saying, screw this. We're not going to buy this legal weed when it requires all these ridiculous taxes and regulations. We'll just go ahead and buy it on the black market or the gray market, just as we always have from the friendly dealer who sold us the weed back when it was illegal. Guess what? They still want to be in the business, and they right. can compete in a major way with the legal structure because they don't have to jump. They're not jumping through those hoops. You know, they're willing to take the risk, and therefore they can lower their price far, likely far beneath what the legal costs of cannabis are at retail.
And a lot of times it's the same weed. Yes. My source back in Virginia was getting it from a friend who had set up a legal weed farm mm-hmm. back west, but while he was jumping through all the hoops to be able to sell to the legal shops, he was, you know, shipping 5 pounds at a time to my unnamed friend.
Right.
So,
well, here's one of the ways that, and I'm not an expert grower, but I do understand how there's at least a pretty solid way that you can leak cannabis out of the system. So even though they have all this, you know, tracking, like, I don't know if every state has this, but I know some of them have a requirement of, you got a RFID chip tag
right.
every single cannabis plant, and there's all kinds of, you know, paying attention to where the plants are and how many of them there are and all that. But the thing they can't really count on is how much volume the plant will grow. You can decide where you want the plant to stop growing, meaning the height of the plant.
Right.
So at some point you can change the daylight and the nighttime in the room, the lighting set up to where it starts to bud the plant, so you can kind of stop the growth and start the budding process. But you still never really know in advance whether it's going to produce a pound of marijuana or a pound and a quarter or a pound
right.
and a half or whatever, or, you know, less than a pound or whatever. So that's where the loss happens. They just report each plant is producing, let's say, a quarter pound, but it actually produced a pound, and if you've got 1,000 plants, then you've got some significant weight that you can then move into the black market.
Well, and you know, this article here, they're not even talking about that. They're talking about the official figures. from the California Department of Food and Agriculture. The official figure...
You're talking about the surplus.
Is that the state produced 7,045 right. tons of cannabis.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, there's another 3 tons on top of that that just filtered their way out. That's probably, all. Let's just explain
probably.
That.
Probably. Yeah. Again, we're talking about the official figures. Yeah. And, again, Californians only consumed 1,140 tons during the last reporting year.
Legally.
Yes.
Right.
And again, says supporters of legalization long ago acknowledged the problems of California surplus and said it might take years to address. In 2016, then-Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who is now the governor of California, estimated that 85 to 90% of the cannabis in California that was produced was actually exported. He said it's a very serious issue, and it's going to create a dynamic where the black market will likely persist in a very stubborn way. The distinction between legal cannabis and the scoff laws is about to become much sharper. The loosely regulated system of medical cannabis cooperatives that has existed for nearly 2 decades becomes illegal after January 9th. This gives law enforcement much more clarity. Jonathan Rubin, head of the Cannabis Benchmarks, says market forces low prices and extreme competition will also force many smaller California marijuana companies completely out of business.
Okay.
The popular image of California's marijuana growers may still be hippies hiding out in the forest of Humboldt County, but increasingly the reality is more likely operations in Northern California, in Santa Rosa, just north of San Francisco. The company has converted what was a semiconductor factory into a cannabis production facility.
Wow.
Where employees walking down antiseptic hallways wear latex gloves and supervise an Israeli-style irrigation system and a $1 million air ventilation system.
I wonder what an Israeli-style irrigation system is. I've certainly never heard of that
before.
Yeah,
because they're farming in the desert, so it has to make very, very efficient use of water.
I see.
Yeah.
Next door is a company that makes coating for aircraft cockpit gauges.
Mm-hmm.
Legalization has been liberating for big players like NorCal Cannabis. Jaeger Patel, the
and
president
some of, these
of the company.
Before you go on, some of these companies are getting investments from tobacco manufacturers now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my understanding is actually, like, in many cases, the soil that you need and the growing conditions for tobacco and the growing conditions for cannabis are actually very similar. Yeah. So they'll probably just switch because, you know, people don't want to buy cigarettes anymore, and so it's sort of a natural switch.
Plenty of people want to buy cigarettes.
Like, yeah, but...
It's going down.
Yeah, significantly, yeah. Significantly. Compared to, you know, how many people smoked, like, 50 years ago,
sure.
You know, it's
almost the education
gone.
Campaigns
yeah.
have worked.
And, you know, it's part of the reason that, like, Philip Morris and J.R. Reynolds, or R.J. Reynolds, they've jumped into the vaping industry.
Yeah,
and they started, you know, begging for all of these really strict regulations
because
they can meet,
yep.
But the small companies can't. And that's one of the things that's mentioned here.
Same old story. Let's go to the phones here. We got Rev. He's on the line in Florida listening on TuneIn. Go ahead, Rev.
Okay, is my audio finally okay tonight?
Sounded good so far.
All right, great. That was a weird aberration the other night. So I'll get the first thing out of the way real quickly because it's not really why I'm calling, but you should stay relevant to the topic if you call in people's radio shows. So regarding
not on Free Talk Live. Anytime you can call in about something completely different, but by all means, comment on what you would like.
Okay, yeah, I'll just breeze through it real quick because I wouldn't feel right not doing it, and I'll get to the good thing. Yeah, regarding the intricacies of weed legalization, I don't know. I don't really care. But one of the few things I do have to agree with you libertarian people about is I see where a lot of the hatred or at least the dislike or mistrust of law enforcement comes from. And I relate to you on that just probably for very different reasons. But it's kind of like real quick, even if you put the moral argument aside, because morals are extremely subjective. So it's like even if you put that aside, right, and you just look at productivity, like for me to lock up people just for marijuana usage and even selling things like that, maybe after a certain level I understand because you've taken my revenue, but these minor things versus actual physical crimes that are endangering people and have victims, it's mm-hmm. easy to see, you know, where that hatred of law enforcement and why a lot of them are a-holes, or all of them are to some extent if they enforce this. So I'm with you on that.
I think civil asset forfeiture probably did a lot to drive law enforcement's interest in marijuana because...
Free cars.
Yeah, like, who would you rather bust? Middle class, upper middle class people who have nice stuff you can take, or go after, like, actual criminals who are dangerous? Like, they want to go after marijuana users because marijuana users tend to be peaceful and have, you know, extra spending money. And nice things right. that they can confiscate because somehow your car was guilty.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I gotta say, Rev, I don't hate law enforcement. I pity law enforcement who continues to ignorantly enforce the war on drugs because many of them have no, you know, they've learned better. Like the folks over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, now known as Law Enforcement Action Partnership, they've come out against prohibition. And they are in favor, sadly, they're in favor of a legalized kind of scheme. But regardless, they're police who've learned that prohibition doesn't work, and they've actually become some of the strongest advocates against it. So I don't hate law enforcement. A lot of them are just ignorant on this issue, and ignorant people, I think, can be cured of ignorance if they're willing to actually listen and look at
people aren't
evidence.
Randomly selected into the profession, though. Like, they choose to... be police officers knowing that they're going to have to go and enforce a lot of these laws that are harmful to people, and they still make that choice.
So, they do.
Right.
Yeah. I don't pity them. Like, they made a bad, immoral choice.
Well, if you were being brainwashed for your whole life about how it is that marijuana is evil, and then you're given the opportunity to, what you think, stop marijuana, then they're not making a choice that they believe is evil. They're making a choice that they believe is good.
Well, and there are also probably some people, and I'm not going to say it's a large percentage, but there are probably some people that join the police force thinking that they're only going to go after rapists and murderers.
If they don't quit within the first year, like, no, they're just so... And there is actually, like, they've done studies... about where sociopaths end up. Like, about 1 in 20 people are sociopathic. The really smart ones end up in politics and CEOs. The really dumb ones end up in prison, and the ones of average intelligence are disproportionately police officers.
Look, Rev, I know you were calling for something different. Stand by. We'll bring you back for that discussion. I think you wanted to talk about Islam on the way here as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, other good news about cannabis. Daryl, you had kind of a follow-up story from Massachusetts where they're looking at doing cannabis cafes, public locations in which you can go and consume cannabis legally. Which would be amazing. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.